entering the business zone of Kello News Talk 1320, 107.9 FM. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. Now here's your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning. I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business. It's show 635 in our original It's Your Business series. It's the first of 2 hours today. Kello News Talk 1320, 107.9, heard on the World Wide Web as well. Hour two today, It's Your Agribusiness. The Reverend back from Sioux City.
Yes, sir.
Nice to have you back in the control seat this morning.
Nice to be back. Boy, we had a wild, fun time at Sioux City Rockestra Saturday night. Place was full, packed house. What a good time that was. A lot of fun. Season's over now till next September.
Okay.
So.
Well, I'm sure you wowed them, and sometimes it's hard to put excitement and Sioux City in the same sentence, but you did that very well this morning.
Yeah, well, Sioux City's fun, you know. I mean, Sioux Falls is cooler. I'll just come right out and say it.
Yeah.
But Sioux City Rockestra is a really, really, really fun deal. And they're doing pretty well. I mean, they're doing well. They've been running 10 years. It was the 10-year anniversary show Saturday night. So
congratulations.
See you in September.
You betcha. Hour one today, we start with Jody Schwann, the Sioux Falls Business Journal. Jody, good morning.
I'm glad you said that, Bill, about Sioux City so that I didn't have to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but because right there. So why not?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I actually worked television in that market for a while. So, and it's not far from where I grew up. So,
okay.
It's sorry to say that they have not grown like Sioux Falls has from when I was a kid. That's the sad thing. All right, your cover story this week is probably not Sioux City and the Missouri River. But
No. What? I'm trying to think. There's no easy connection there. Sorry, can't make it.
So there you
we'll
go.
Just get right to it, okay?
I was trying to see if I could give you a little heads up there this morning.
Okay. How about this? I suspect, Rev, I don't know where the event was, but I suspect maybe you spent some time in downtown Sioux City over the weekend, maybe a little bit?
Yeah, quite a bit, yeah.
Yeah, quite a bit. Good. Okay. So our conversation is going to look at downtown Sioux Falls. How's that? We're going to look at some of the new business development efforts that are just getting underway. The downtown organization this month is going to launch a new incubator program that's designed to help start up retail businesses. And part of the timeliness of this whole thing is, if you haven't noticed, there are a number of vacant spaces right in the heart of downtown along Phillips Avenue. So we in our cover story are going to detail how this new program will work, and then we're going to look at several of those vacancies. There's no one good reason to point to for them. There's a lot of individual cases going on here, but we'll go through the spaces that are available. We'll talk about the effort to fill them in Wednesday's cover story.
Well, and it's going to take some TLC to make it all work. Downtown, bless their hearts, has got their own set of items that have to be addressed, and people have to accept wanting to come downtown.
Right. You know, and I think we've done a good job getting more food service operators, more restaurants along Phillips Avenue. The emphasis now is on trying to get a good mix and convince some of those pure retailers to come down. We've had a number of retirements and pending retirements, so you know, it's a little bit of a demographic shift. And then we have some spaces that are just unique, which means they're a bit harder to fill. There are some large spaces, like the Traditions building. The whole building is on the market. That doesn't happen very often. And the Artisan House Gallery space is more than 5,000 square feet. It's a little bit trickier to find somebody who needs that size space. So there's just a lot of different things going on.
Well, I know we have the big basketball game tonight, the championship match with Kentucky and UConn. You've got down to your final two as far as something else that you've been doing.
Well, it's hard for me to care about the tournament, Bill, unfortunately, after that Florida loss.
I understand.
I'm not even going to think about it, but I suspect that you're referring to the food bracket challenge.
There you go.
Okay. Yes, our parent company, Argus Leader Media, they have a food bracket where they picked a bunch of local restaurants, and the voting has just been incredible for that. I can't believe the participation that we're getting. It's been great. So we're down to JL Beers and MB Haskett, two downtown businesses nearly across the street from one another. What are the odds of that? So get your votes in, and maybe on Friday we can chat a little bit more about the winner.
Other breaking news this morning.
I thought I'd quick give you a little tourism report. Maybe it's the warm weather. I don't know. That always makes spring makes me think of tourism. But we're able to report this morning that statewide in South Dakota last year, tourism grew by 3%. And that's in spite of a really challenging year on a number of fronts. If you think back, I mean, we had kind of a cold, wet spring. We had the ice storm in Sioux Falls. They had a blizzard out west in May. Of course, they had the disastrous one in October. And then you layer on federal sequestration and the impact that that had on the parks on top of all of this. So when Tourism Secretary Jim Hagan was in town recently, he was pretty encouraged by the fact that we still managed to grow. This year is looking even stronger based on some of the advanced bookings. And I think it could be the same in Sioux Falls. Look at the number of hotels coming online. I was just out last week at the newest one, which is a Comfort Inn in Southwest Sioux Falls, added more than 70 rooms to the market, and there are a number of other projects under construction. So that's the early report on tourism. Our plan is to have a little bit longer of a story on that in tomorrow's paper. And, of course, I think throughout the year we're going to continue to see a number of updates, especially on the hotels as they get under construction and open later on this year.
In our second hour today, we're going to talk a little bit about agriculture and the tie that we have with international trade. Kind of an interesting story. You know Rock Nelson.
Yeah.
As the international marketing director.
Mm-hmm. Our ag is a huge part of our international business, as I'm sure he will tell you later on in the program. We do a lot, not just on the commodity side of things, but we do a lot on the ag technology side of things. Businesses like Raven are well known for that. There are a number of smaller businesses around the state that also are in the business of exporting products that help farmers farm more efficiently and smarter. And as you see the developing parts of the world and the growing middle class elsewhere in the world, there's just this growing demand, not just for our food products in South Dakota. You know, pork is a big one, too, but for those technology products. So I'm sure Rock will have a lot to say on that for you.
I look forward to that. And he will become kind of a fixture for us in that ag show because they have a lot to talk about with all we're doing on that end. And we'll expect you back with us on Friday. You going to join us at the mall for the Sanford show?
I rarely pass up the chance to take a walk around the mall, so we'll be glad to join you out there.
I figured that might work.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds like a plan. All right.
Jody Schwann, Sioux Falls Business Journal. Thanks.
Thank you, Bill.
Ryan from Bros. It's a Monday, and last time we talked, Ryan, was right after St. Patrick's Day. Of course, we're talking Bros Brasseria. How are you doing this morning?
Doing okay. Having some phone issues this morning.
Well, let's make it work anyway. You know,
we'll try.
Know how to be unique enough with your food, what you do with it, that, you know, it's not going to be like you're sitting right across the way with a kettle mic right there. But
right.
You have some seafood taste of the South, the bold entries of the Midwest, all about unique parties as well with Bros.
Absolutely. Yes, I do.
So,
and, we're going to have our patio open soon because of this nice weather we're getting. So I'm looking forward to doing patio parties with Q95 down there at Bros. We're going to have our patio open April 15th and our first patio party April 16th.
Well, and that's not that far away. You do have a unique cuisine over there that is not too far from where we sit right now.
Absolutely, we're a block away.
Well, we ought to be able to find that place if we're just a block away, and we do. And one of the things that people do enjoy about downtown is Bros, the fact that you're close to the pavilion, and you do have those parties, which means it's a true sign of spring and summer.
Absolutely. I think it's on its way. It's been a long, cold winter, but I think we're ready to move on to spring now.
Well, we wanted to check in with you this morning. Anything specific this week with the fact that you've got your parties next week that you talked about for the 15th and 16th? This week, what are you looking forward to?
I'm going to be bringing in some fresh catfish from Mississippi. We're going to bring that in for a dinner feature, probably starting this Wednesday. That's really about all that's going on, but it's getting ready to the set up our patios. If you drive by, you might see some of those tables and chairs getting set out there. We're just going to hang tight and wait another week, and then we're going to get our patio open.
Ryan from Bros, just down the street on Phillips. We'll talk to you soon and try to get a little bit more information with you where you're eyeball to eyeball. Maybe you bring a little sample in.
I could probably do that, Bill.
Okay. Ryan, talk to you soon.
Talk to you later.
Just ahead, we'll take you through the spectrum of marketing services. We'll see if we can find you a unique experience when It's Your Business continues. Marketing is important in our businesses. In 2014, Spectrum is a marketing solution company built on providing customers with high-quality products and services. Like the Ding Dong Daddies, Andy Dumas joins us this morning. Andy, how are you?
Hey, Bill, how are you today?
You know, one of the philosophies, Andy, that I like is when doing my due diligence with your company is that you really do believe that promotional products, when properly integrated into the company's messaging mix, will dramatically improve the effectiveness of marketing programs. Is that pretty true?
That is correct. And we like to say at Spectrum that we kind of business-to-business solutions, and we're more of a marketing solutions provider rather than just kind of a one-stop shop, I guess, on our side of the business.
In talking with you a little bit this morning, you like to present the big picture. Tell us what the big picture should be.
Well, the unique thing about Spectrum is that we look at the big picture and the fact that we're both a offset paper printer, screen print embroider in-house, and promotional products along with fulfillment, e-commerce, and website capabilities. So our niche and our big claim to fame is that by doing everything in-house with one shop is that we can control your brand and align your brand with brand control, and the fact that we're not going to multiple locations to have your product branded.
One of the things that does happen, and with what you do at Spectrum, you get buy-in from the employees because they have some of the merchandising that they can wear, they can show off, they can be one of the owners in their minds of a company.
Yes, we have quite a few employees that are looking at branding their product along with some of the consumers that we've already done, and believe that through commercial printing, apparel decoration, and promotional products that we really can deliver one message for your company.
Andy, in talking with you this morning, what I'm picking up really quick is that you're not looking at a dime per dozen type promoting. You're looking at helping somebody, sitting down, visiting with them, giving them a logo wear that to the employees can wear, IDs for cars, business cards as well. The whole spectrum of what is important.
Yeah, and I think that touches well on our name called Spectrum Marketing, is we'd like to come in and be able to offer a solution package where we sit down with you and, you know, go from A to B, from your printing needs to your apparel needs, promotional needs, website, and actually offer a full-fledged package for you. And that's kind of how our claim to fame has been and the reason why we've increased our business so far.
Andy, and what you do is actually come in and listen to the client from the beginning. And then you become a part of the family to where you can help them grow and you can share with each other what works and what might not work.
Exactly, and we'd like to get in front of some people and have the opportunity to come up with a package solution for them and a presentation piece, and we usually take it from there and provide solutions that will help them out as a company and their brand control.
Andy Dumas is with Spectrum. We know that we have businesses that listen to this show, and they're looking for an edge. How do they reach you at Spectrum?
We are located on 3620 Southeastern Avenue in Sioux Falls, and can be contacted. Our phone number is 371-1772.
Now, when we talk big picture, you've had a chance and you've talked about some of your successes this morning. Without mentioning names, unless you absolutely want to, give us some examples of what you've done and how you've done it.
A lot of what we've done is, like I said, we've sat down and one of our big strong points is helping provide solutions with customers that might have multiple locations. So it doesn't have to be just in a certain demographic area. It might be located in, have multiple locations all over. And with our e-commerce and the ability that we have of doing everything in-house, we can provide solutions with businesses that have multiple locations so that they can control their brand and control their buying power with some of the abilities that they have.
E-commerce is important in 2014. For those that don't quite understand that lingo, take them through what an e-commerce could be, would be, if Spectrum came on board.
We have a few different solutions for that where we do have in-house a web developer that, A, we can create a website that we maintain for you, just your own personalized or business-to-business website. And then we also can take it to the next level where we have an e-commerce site where that might mean an online apparel store or paper products that can be customized. An example of that would be a business card where it's set up online. You punch in all your employees' information, see a proof online, and order it right there. So there's a lot of businesses that are getting to the point where, you know, they're not paying their employees to order paper products or apparel products. So if we can come in and set up a solution and make it easier for them and be competitive, then it's been a real advantage on our end.
The advantage that you have when you come in the door, you're ready to listen over just the average marketing solution companies.
The real advantage that we have, when I touched on in the beginning, is where we've seen the most growth is that we can control your brand all in one house. So if it's on the apparel, the embroidery, the paper products, promotional products, online, we're able to do all of it in-house. So that gives us the brand control and really the competitive advantage because we are doing it all in the same place rather than the customer call this business for this item and this business for this item, and you might be getting a different product or a different logo put on. So brand control and being able to do it all in one house has really been the key to our success.
Key thing, as you know, Andy, in 2014 or any time right now in this century, is getting to people promptly when they have a need. Is that something that you guys specialize in at Spectrum?
Yeah, I think, you know, the world we live in now is projects come up in 2 days, or we have many customers that call and say, hey, it's Monday and we need it by this date. And that's been a little success to our story, too, is turn times and delivery and making sure people make their due dates and deadlines has been another key success to our business and our growing.
Among the common promotional products, the wearables, the writing instruments, the desk office accessories, sporting goods, glassware and ceramics, trophies and awards, always good with any company. The bag that you could put your company's name on, names on water bottles, glassware. And my guess is if people said that they had another couple of places to put their name, you could probably figure out how to do it.
Yeah, it's kind of our theory that if you can, if it can be printed on, we can probably do it. So we don't like to say no to a lot of things. So absolutely, if there's any product you can probably dream of or think of, it can definitely have a branded logo on it.
Andy Dumas from Spectrum. One more time, how do they reach you?
In Sioux Falls, 371-1772. And again, we're located at 3620 Southeastern Avenue in Sioux Falls.
Andy, thanks for joining us today, and we hope people will consider Spectrum as they market in 2014.
Thanks, Bill. Have a great week.
You bet. Been a while since we've talked, but Jim Lowe is back. What's the loan outlook in the next quarter? We'll pose the question following Fox Business News on the half hour. Well, it's that time of the morning where I appreciate a good night's sleep. I had a chance with my Comfort King last night to utilize the zero gravity. I didn't know it would go that high, and I could sit there and watch television as long as I could. The wife's away. Our daughter had surgery, so it's my bed. It's the controls that are all on my side. Hers are just sitting over there. But, you know, I got a good night's sleep. I woke up about 4 o'clock this morning. The world hadn't changed much, except that I was ready for Jim Lowe today. I was ready for Mike Austin.
You better get a good night's sleep, Bill, if you're going to have me come in.
But what it has done is they had me go to the factory to figure out exactly what I needed, what the wife needed. We each have a set of controls. And with her having a bad back, me having level 2 diabetes, I don't have a chance to fool around at night except to get a good night's sleep. I have to be able to get that good night's sleep. And that's happened. Thank you, Chris Larson. And if you have any questions about your sleep, just look at the article that we talked about on Friday. And that is the sleep study that showed if you don't get a good night's sleep, you can lose 5 years off your life. At my age, I can't afford 5 years of anything. Comfort King, they'll take care of you. Jim Lowe, Advanta Mortgage, is in. He's been traveling a little bit, the traveling man.
Yes, sir. Carl and I were in Southern California at our timeshare for a couple of weeks at Escondido, the Welk Resort. Played a little golf. We got off the airplane. It was 85 degrees, and it stayed 65 to 75 for the 2 weeks. So I finally brought some nice weather back to Sioux Falls.
It's about time.
About time.
But you've been gone several different trips, and you brought back some stinkers. I want you to know.
I did. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you should be. All right. First quarter's over. We're now in the second quarter. Next Monday at this time, we'll talk with real estate and the builders about what the first quarter did show. And a lot of people are saying the winter was a little harsher than it was, and it had an impact. What do you think?
I think countrywide, across the country, it was that way. East Coast, South, Texas, Florida, Georgia, all got sub-zero, or not sub-zero, but cold weather this year, and it slowed things down, and it has definitely slowed things down in Sioux Falls so far.
Interest rates, that seems to be the question. They always want to ask people like Jim Lowe at Advanta Mortgage, where are we at, where we're going?
Well, on Friday, the rates were stable, you know, around 4.5% without the APR, of course. But it's stable, but, you know, who knows? You talked to you wrote on my sheet here, what do I think about the headlines, okay? So the headline, local headlines, of course, is the mayoral election, that election coming up. A lot of issues tomorrow that people are voting on. I just want to encourage people to get out and vote, first of all. Secondly, the NCAA finals tonight. Man, what a series this has been. I got more chance to watch basketball in California than I ever have. You know, it's 7 and 8 playing for the national championship. So I'm going to stick with my folks down from my part of the country, Kentucky, and just hope that this Harrison kid can.
Harrison twins.
Twins. The Harrison, the one that was made two final shots, three final shots to win the game. So I'm interested in looking at that. But on the economic side, employment numbers came out on Friday. And we're a little less than projected. So that helped the market, interest rate markets a little bit, because if they don't hit the 6.5% employment rate, the tapering is going to be slow. So we get what they call the Fed notes, this Fed minutes this week on Wednesday. That'll give us some direction maybe on where it's going. Stock market's off a little bit. You know, it's end of the quarter, repricing, profits out. So they're, you know, hedging. So I don't see that as a big deal right now. The Fed tapering, though, is the key word. And Yellen, I'm not sure what she's going to do, but I think it's going to be gradual. The other thing we don't talk about much is the short-term interest rates. Short-term interest rates, the Fed funds rate's been zero since 2008. And for those people who don't know what that is, that's the banker's rate. A bank borrows money from the Fed on a daily basis, and they're not paying any interest rate for it. So lots of economic things going on. But we've made it through the first quarter. Lots of good things happening in Sioux Falls, so I don't see any major blips for Sioux Falls other than the inventory.
Inventory is a problem, and one of the things we did see, the builders always put their numbers out the first day of the month. The real estate usually comes out someplace between the 7th and 10th. But what we continue to see, Jim, as you know, is 2013 was kind of a headline winner.
Bumper year.
2012, we're still trending well ahead of 2012 in a lot of areas, except the one area I saw that was down a little bit was condos and townhomes. They are apparently in the process of building a lot of those, and permits are far different than another number we might quote.
Well, we had a lot of condos and townhomes on the market in the last 3 years. A lot of you know, people downsizing, going into smaller units, a lot of professional people.
And the HOAs.
HOAs have been very impressive. So we built a lot of houses, a lot of those. So those are sold up. We were out scouting around a little bit yesterday looking at some of those. And there's some under construction, but not as many specs as there were a couple years ago. So that market really needs to go. The new construction really needs to take off so we can replenish the inventory for housing in Sioux Falls, because we still have people coming in. If we can't don't have housing, then they're going to come in not as fast.
Jim Lowe with Advanta Mortgage. If people need information today, you got a quality set of people that can answer their questions, and you do that even on the weekends and at nights.
18 hours a day, 7 days a week, we're on call. On-call banker after 5 every night, every day, and on the weekends. We have a new website you should take a look at, advantamortgage.com. We did a website earlier, but now we've revised it again, and it's better than it was before. You take an application, you sign up on the website with the password. You can go back in and check your progress on your loans. You can upload documents that we need by scanning them and uploading them to that site. So we're getting more and more advanced in that area.
I had a chance to work with some of your young people, and everybody's a young person to us anymore, Jim.
I agree.
If you haven't checked
that out. I'm realizing that.
Some of the programs you would suggest people check with at Advanta Mortgage.
Well, we have all the programs, VA, FHA, conventional, South Dakota Housing, rural development. One loan that we push pretty heavily is our FHA 203K loan. It's a remodeling loan where you can contact a builder, you can get something set up, you can close your loan and do the work afterwards and have your start making your payments. It's a good program that we've really worked hard on to perfect, and it's going well.
As you listen to that campaign, you're going to notice that the young loan originators really are, they speak from the heart on the people that they've worked with. And, you know, the one thing that you do want with your people that carry your loan, like an Advanta Mortgage, it's people that care, people that are going to take care of you from A to Z.
Yeah, I use the phrase, you know, if you've got a heart like a teacher, where you can go in and help kids, and a lot of kids come in for loans, you know, you help them work their way through this maze of mortgage lending anymore, all the documentation. That's the first thing I look at when I'm talking to a new hire, is that how you feel about people. Do you have a desire to help people? You have to be a servant in this business to really be successful, in my opinion, and help people.
Most asked question you're getting right now?
Oh, it's the same old thing. How long is it going to take my loan to get closed?
And you would tell them?
I would tell them 35 to 40 days is our
average.
So that
hadn't changed?
That hadn't changed, no.
Anything else?
You know, once in a while we have a blip. I'm going to be honest with you. Once in a while we have a blip and we go longer than that because of something. But most of the time on the average, it's 35 to 40 days.
All right, so 35 to 40 days. Anything else new that the government is saying that you must accomplish before you can be given the loan, before you can close?
Well, it's all the new regulations are in place now on January 14th.
Because a year ago, April 1 was going to have some...
There's some other disclosure laws coming into effect right now, but that affects more of the title companies than it does us, and those may come on board sometime later this year. I haven't heard much about them. I think they're still in testimony. But there's some regulations where disclosures will be affected sometime this year or next. But we're pretty well through that right now. We're just dealing with it, okay? And be patient. If you're a realtor or a builder or a client, be patient when you go in to see your mortgage lender, because they're working really hard to get your deal done. And you think you got everything in, and there will always be one more thing pop up, is what I tell my guys. So just be patient, and you'll get the deal.
Let's go back to the I word that we talked a little bit earlier in this show about, and that's the inventory. And next week when we've got Brandon Martins and Cindy in from the Home Builders Association, obviously it's going to be something that we mentioned for the first quarter and second.
Well, inventory is a real issue with us. 800 houses roughly, and it might be a little more than that right now. For Sioux Falls, 465,000 people with 3,000 people moving in a year is not very many houses. So when you take the 800 houses, maybe 20% of those aren't going to sell, or maybe some are overpriced. So we really don't have 800 on the market. I understand that there's, in some cases, two or three offers on a good house now. And so if you're going to sell, if you want to sell, you want to move up or move down, this would be a good time to put your house on the market and get it sold. The sales time is less than 90 days, so it's a good time to do that.
It is a good time to do that, but if you're going to put the house on the market, make sure it's ready to sell, because if you don't have it ready, you know, it's kind of like making sure the paint is done. Radon test is not a bad thing. We'll Absolutely. Talk with Mike Austed, and we had somebody last week on the remodel show and say, why is radon such a big issue? Why could it affect a house?
Well, I've had that happen, too, because I'm financing houses in Sioux Falls, especially some parts of Sioux Falls, is more important than others to do radon tests. But, you know, it causes cancer, and, you know, we're highly susceptible to radon in this part of the country. So I'd suggest, yes, get a hold of Dave and get it done, and be safe.
Jim Lowe, Advanta Mortgage, good to have you back. The weather looks pretty good. When did you get back? I don't want you to take full credit, because we did have back. A couple of stinkers in there.
We could go Saturday, so actually it took me about a week to get squared away so I could get the weather going for you.
And Craig will check in with us next hour.
Yeah, Craig's on deck this morning, and so he'll have the rates up to date rates at 10:30.
All right, we appreciate that.
Thanks a lot. Happy day, everybody. Go out and vote tomorrow.
And pull for Kentucky tonight, right?
Pull for Kentucky tonight.
Well, no.
See you later. Bye. Bye, everybody.
Anybody but UConn.
No.
Just ahead, radon was a question in the remodeling show last Tuesday. Today, front and center Mike Austed joins us to explain. Got some splaining to do when It's Your Business continues. To It's Your Business, a guy named Austed. Mike Austed, Dakota Radon, joins us.
Maybe you can hire the A-team.
Great to be here again, Bill. Looking forward to this.
Well, let's see what I can do.
Mickey what haven't Rooney's you not done?
Mickey what? Rooney's not around, but radon last week was the Rodney Dangerfield. Lots of danger there, and absolutely no respect.
Are you calling me the Rodney Dangerfield?
I tell you, I'm all right now. But last week,
is that what you're saying?
There's Rodney just showing up in the show.
Oh, I am the John Hannibal. I am the A-team pilot here.
And you can take care of that, right?
And we can help.
We had a caller in our remodeling show last week who seemed pretty seasoned, which is a nice way to say he's my age. And he asked about radon. In essence, what he asked was, is it a lot of hype, scare tactics with radon, or is it really a dangerous situation? He said he hadn't heard about radon until about 5 or 6 years ago and wanted to know why it just happens that we're hearing more of it from that period of time.
Well, Bill, if this gentleman was listening to your show a little more frequently over the last couple, 3 years...
Well, that's what he was saying. You had this guy come in,
yeah,
and he's talking about
Yes.
You coming in.
We have been doing this program for over 2 years.
Well, I think he wants to believe, but it was like, why have I lived in South Dakota for so many years, and why just in the last 6, 10 years?
Sure.
Has it started becoming a topic that is becoming not only on this radio station, but television, magazines, and nationwide, people are now concerned.
Well, yes, first of all, radon gas is invisible. We can't see it, smell it, taste it. It gets into the house from the ground. It's naturally occurring. It is a leading cause of lung cancer. So it is obscure. Since you can't see it, it's often overlooked. However, in this part of the country, as we've talked about, we are in a red state, not just politically, but red state gauge.
Ladies and gentlemen, he has a red shirt on today. Just wanted you to know.
Well, election is tomorrow, right?
There you go.
But aside from the political business, the red is in this part of the state and southwest Minnesota, this part of the country, is an elevated zone for radon. So this part of the country.
Who put that map out?
That was the EPA. That map has been out for about 15, 20 years. A lot of the research was done in Iowa and Ames at the university on the research there, because it was prevalent in that part of the country as well. So they were able to meter over the years, able to gauge radon and test it more cost effectively. So it became more front and center. It became more available to the consumer to check their home. And when we're looking at more preventative measures and the medical technology that's able to diagnose cancers, they've been able to identify and link radon as we think of secondhand smoke is not the second leading cause of lung cancer. Radon gas in home, elevated levels in this part of the country are more probable on the second leading cause of lung cancer. Of course, the first cause is direct firsthand cigarette smoke.
Now, people are saying, well, it just gives you money to do the test, but you don't always do the test because there are kits available
sure. At
box stores everywhere.
I try to distance my work from testing. And again, that's correct. The consumer, the home buyer, builder can go to hardware stores. They can go online and get cost-effective radon tests for between $20 and $50. Leave it in the home for a couple days. Mail the test to an independent lab. And then they'll be notified of what their radon level is in an email report. The wheelhouse of my business at Dakota Radon Mitigation is responding to those tests. And when real estate transaction is one of the many hats you wear, Bill, and there's a lot of them.
Thank you.
That's a beautiful tie, by the way. I tell you, if the audience could see that.
It's just a basketball tie.
Oh, boy. Nice. But we respond to the tests in the real estate market. And not just to take my word for it, but it's done independently. And part of my work includes retesting done by a third party. Just to make sure that the mitigation work, that's what I do, install the systems to get the radon level mitigated. It's a ventilation system that permanently stays affixed with the home.
I guess it's about 12 years since I got into real estate, and I was a little surprised, having moved here from other parts of the country, even though I grew up in the Midwest, was that radon was an issue here. I wasn't aware of the redness on the map, which was pointed out to me. But the concern that I had were people that wouldn't do a test in their house until it was up for sale.
Mm-hmm.
And the 4.0 is the reading that is acceptable, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I always say, if you want it to go up to 6 or 8 or 9, that's far better than seeing a 15, 20, or 40 on that. And the big fear that I've seen with people in a house like that is to say, why didn't I have it tested before? Why did we live in the house when we could have done something about the radon gas that was being emitted?
Well, that is true. That's one of the things that we're trying to overcome by awareness. Being on your show with the booming 107.9 expansion on the north.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, yes. So getting the word out there is one of the big things. And to let people know that this isn't a requirement in South Dakota that needs to be done. This is an option. It is a disclosure question. It is something you will probably have to consider when you sell the house. Dakota Radon's point is, be prepared. Just like you said with Jim Lowe, getting the house set up for sale. Don't just wait for the sale. Check your home, protect your family, add value to the home. If the radon level's high, you don't have to do anything, but mitigation is the correct procedure that works and will make the home radon reduction work for you.
Paul Nelson, Nelson Construction, was in the show, and he said one of the big things in most houses that they do find with the radon issue is that they have poor ventilation.
Sure. Houses are being built more energy efficient, insulation and even the mandates on that side and for the green building and that sort. The technology has been there for fresh air intake and air exchange, and that can help to some degree. But when radon, the gas gets in from the ground, the answer is to address that is mitigation system through subground vacuum that will get that radon out. That a lot of times your fresh air intake and your air exchange options will not address. And it doesn't affect any specific home. It's not prejudicial. It can be a new home that can have elevated radon levels, an older historic home, say, in the Cathedral District of Sioux Falls, or a rural ranch out in T. Harrisburg or Veblen. So any home may or may not have elevated radon levels. That's why we're promoting getting the home checked cost affordably. Again, you can get that done you can buy those kits at stores. You can have a professional home inspector do that test between $80 to $100 and get an electronic data report. And then if you find out your home has elevated levels and you want to address it, call me, Dakota Radon Mitigation. I'm getting a new website under construction. After 4 years.
How long have we been talking to you about a website? This is 2014.
First things first, we got to build up our infrastructure. We got the A-team radon mobile units, all these things. You know, we're building rapport. And then the 9 years of business, we're getting a new website. And that's going to be coming underway pretty soon.
One of the things I will tell you about Mike Austad is that not only have we worked with him, but so do the television stations in this town. Because there are a lot of different radon and radon mitigation type companies that they deal with. Home Ideas magazines. And he's a guy from a family that's been established in this community for years. And you like to tell the story about your dad and smoke.
Oh, yeah. Well, when my dad started his business 51 years ago, one of his policies, he was on the cutting edge of lung cancer, and he was non-smoking. He was pushing some separation between airports and restaurants and businesses to allow no smoking sections, which at that time was against the grain. And he was not effective in legislation, but with property rights in his business, he had one of the first businesses that was a non-smoking environment, and people like to work there for that and other reasons.
Some guy came in that was a governor?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, that was in the late 70s. The current governor who was in... My father was in the legislature at that time in the state Senate, and he got nowhere with his anti-smoking legislation. And then governor was smoked all the time and walked into his business with the cigarette lit and knew it was a non-smoking section in the showroom. And my dad happened to be there, and I was a young kid. My brother would probably tell the story better, but he asked the governor to kindly put out his cigarette, and reluctantly... Mr. Knipe did oblige, but that was the grain. It was TV shows, advertising. That was quite the thing then. But radon it's not secondhand smoke as a leading lung cancer cause. In the second place, it's elevated radon levels in home, and that's what we're at, the Dakota Radon. You can check out information at homeideasinfo.com. You can keyword Dakota Radon there. I've got an article there. I've got a new website that will be under construction, DakotaRadon.com. I had to think about that.
There you go. And they can reach you by phone?
Yeah, that's the best way to do that. I will answer my calls at 605-201-4704. We'll travel throughout South Dakota and our friends in Southwest Minnesota. Free estimates, and we guarantee the work.
My gosh, Dad, there's the answers.
The A-team, not the Rodney Dangerfield bill?
No, I think he answered it.
Okay.
We'll check Valentino's when we come back. One last stop in this hour. I'm having some lunch thoughts, and Valentino comes to mind, 41st and Willow. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bill. How are you doing today? Isn't it a great day?
It is a great day, and, of course, Jim Lowe's trying to take credit for it. He came back from California, but, you know, he's been back a week, so I'm not going to give him full credit.
No, I wouldn't either. I wouldn't either. You know, it's bound to come. For quite a while, they were actually thinking about postponing spring. But now they decided they didn't have to.
Yeah, here it comes.
Well, we're not postponing Senior Monday.
Nope. Every Monday is Senior Monday. We're all good-looking seniors. Get 55 and older get 10% off their meal that day. And one nice thing about South Dakota, we haven't found an ugly senior yet.
Good. We're not going to test your eyes either.
Yeah.
You know, you got the fried chicken, the lasagna, the pizza, the pasta, the soups, the salads, desserts, carryouts. What have I forgotten?
Boy, about the only thing that we could expound upon that is taking that first bite of our pizza, and you should be tasting the ingredients and the sauce, not the dough and the sauce, because of the amount of ingredients that we put on each pizza that we serve.
All right. We're going to let you get back, get ready. We'll talk to you in the next hour at the end of our farm show. How's that sound?
Look forward to it.
Valentino's 41st and Willow. Try him for lunch. The Ag Show straight ahead. For now, though, my time's up. Thank you for yours.